My guest today is Stephanie Sokira. She is the Associate Program Coordinator for the International Human Trafficking Institute, National Center for Civil and Human Rights. They are working with the Women's Fund Miami-Dade, and there will be a Miami meeting on human trafficking coming up on September 9th. So good morning to you, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Listen, we have heard so much about human trafficking. What does that phrase actually mean for people who may not know?
So according to the United Nations Protocol to Prevent, Suppress, and Punish Trafficking in Persons, trafficking in persons or human trafficking is the recruitment, transportation, transfer, harboring, or receipt of persons by means of the threat or use of force or other forms of coercion, such as abduction, fraud, deception, the abuse of power or of a position of vulnerability, or of the giving or receiving of payments or benefits to achieve the consent of a person having control over another person for the purpose of exploitation.
And is that exploitation just, is it sexual? Is it work? Because we've heard of these, and I cannot think of the name, but basically you're having slaves that are doing your housework and, you know, taking care of your children, that type of thing. Or can it be both?
It can be both. So the exploitation could include forms of sexual exploitation, forced labor or services, or practices similar to slavery, or the removal of organs. So it includes all of those, you know, and when we think of forced labor, it can be anything from, you know, picking tomatoes to a hospitality worker, you know, a person who works at a hotel. It can range from then someone who works at a nail salon to someone who braids hair. So those are all the different just examples of some forms of forced labor. And it's also important to note that forced labor constitute a great majority of what human trafficking is as a whole. So a great majority of human trafficking is in forced labor or labor trafficking.
Now, is this just a problem overseas? I mean, we see this happening in other parts of the world. Is it just a problem, you know, somewhere else?
It's not. It happens everywhere. It happens in Miami. It happens anywhere where there's a vulnerable population or a population to exploit. That's where human traffickers will be. So, and also where there's a demand. You know, where if there's no demand for these services, then there's no human trafficker, and then there's, you know, no exploitation of vulnerable populations. So it happens anywhere where people demand very cheap labor, you know, at the cost of other people's lives. So it happens in Miami, again, whether it's at a hotel that wants to not pay, you know, their workers, and they don't, you know, they might hire a contractor to do it for them so that they're not responsible for, you know, the conditions themselves. It can happen on a orange field, you know, an hour away from where you live. So it's not particular to the rest of the world. Does it happen in the rest of the world the most? Yes, because there's more poverty, more chances of, you know, people being exploited. But it also happens here in our backyards.
Wow. And I guess that's what is so amazing about this event that you guys are going to have here. We're going to get to that in just a minute. But just for people to be aware, because I would never think that any hotel or any restaurant or, like you said, any nail place that I would walk into would have someone working there that was basically being forced to work there, not that they wanted to work there.
Right, and that's mostly because when people think of trafficking, they think of shackles, they think of, you know, physical signs of abuse, but most of the time people are being held against their will psychologically and emotionally. They're being told things like, if you tell anyone, you know, if they're an undocumented immigrant, they'll be told, if you tell anyone, you'll just be deported, and I know your family back home, and trust me, something will happen to them. Things like that, where people are manipulated. And that's the majority of how human trafficking goes. A lot of it is just purely psychological and emotional abuse. Human traffickers, think of ways in their sleep of how to manipulate people into getting them to do what they want them to do without them trying to escape. So even if you have, someone at a nail salon, you'll just never really suspect that, but it happens, and it happens all the time. It happens again with hair braiding salons to nail salons to our fields, tomato fields, orange fields, to hotels, to restaurants, etc.
Wow. We're speaking this morning with Stephanie Sakura. She is with the International Human Trafficking Institute, the National Center for Civil and Human Rights. They are partnering with the Women's Fund, Miami-Dade, to announce a Miami convening on human trafficking. Tell us a little bit about this event that is happening on September 9th here in South Florida.
Yes, so it's very exciting. So even though it's very dreary to know that human trafficking exists, the landscape is definitely changing in terms of the fact that more people are aware that human trafficking is taking place, more interventions are being had because more people are aware. And the reason why we're having this convening in Miami is because one of the main purposes of the International Human Trafficking Institute is to organize college students to take action to end human trafficking. So we're having this convening to engage students in the Florida region to take action, to join campaigns, to pair awareness with actions, to be aware of the what's going on in legislation, to be aware of what rules are being enforced in different workplaces, whether it's a hotel or whether it's a restaurant, what's actually being addressed and enforced in those places, so that human trafficking, we're not dealing with the after effects, but cutting it from the root. So that is a major purpose of our convening, to show students how to join campaigns, what campaign planning means, how to stay organized, and all of this will happen at the Bank United Center at the University of Miami. And it'll be from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We invite all college students to attend, and we'll have some complimentary breakfast and lunch for the students. And they'll, be exposed to, background on human trafficking, some human trafficking survivors, and also the main component, which is what to do about it.
And why did you guys decide to pick Miami and target the younger people?
So, we, as the International Human Trafficking Institute, are heavily inspired by the civil rights movement and different student movements from around the world that have caused social change. Students taking action, being impassioned, and taking on social issues to create change. And we believe that students nowadays have the passion and have the capacity to take on something like human trafficking as a cause. So that is the reason why we target college students, young adults.
That's awesome. And so this whole event, like you said, is free. You're going to have breakfast and lunch for the students. You're expecting about 200 plus students there on Friday, September 9th. Again, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Bank United Center at the University of Miami. It's open to all students throughout South Florida. How can people get more information or sign up if there is a group out there that wants to participate?
Yes, so they can just go to theihti.org. So that's theihti.org/events. And if they go on the calendar under September 9th, there's the calendar event with the Eventbrite RSVP link. And we are asking for students to RSVP in advance in order to attend the convening. But again, it is free, so it's just a matter of RSVPing and showing that RSVP at the door.
You guys partnered with the Women's Fund of Miami-Dade. We know that they empower women and girls through advocacy and funding for innovative initiatives that actually build equality, foster social change, and create community partners. But why was it important to partner with them? I'm sure many people would have loved to have partnered with you on this program.
So we partnered mainly with them because human trafficking, as I mentioned, it's very little known that the majority of it constitutes a forced labor. But then people think, oh, okay, so this is mostly, you know, an issue that affects men. But by and large, the majority of people in forced labor and sexual exploitation are women. So this is an issue that affects women because, again, like you said, the people that are most at risk are vulnerable populations. And, you know, whenever you have a combination of vulnerabilities, like in some societies being a woman or being poor or being undocumented, then it's easier for human trafficking to take place. So that made the Women's Fund, Miami-Dade, a natural ally in this.
Awesome. And where can people, if they know someone that is a victim of human trafficking, where can they turn for help?
They can call the human trafficking hotline. We do not suggest that people go out, and it's very tempting to go out and say, you know, this is a major issue. I want to save people. I want to help people. I don't want to, you know, sit around and wait for this to happen. And that's very noble, but in doing so, you can put yourself at danger and put the other person in danger because, you know, believe that the human trafficker is thinking of ways of protecting their income. So it's best to call the Human Trafficking Resource Center. And what it is, it's an anonymous hotline. You call, you let them know what you've seen, what the person, if you suspect that there's a victim of human trafficking, you let them know what the person is wearing, what the person they were with was wearing, in what direction they were going, you know, if they're in a car, what the car looked like, etc. And that number is 1-888-373-7888. Again, it's 1-888-373-7888. Or if you want to send a text message, there's also a text message number. You can text 233-733 with the words help or info.
All right.
And this hotline is open 24 hours, 7 days a week. It's in English, Spanish, and more than 200 other languages. So it's a very useful resource.
Awesome. Well, we certainly appreciate you talking with us this morning. Stephanie Sorkira, she is the Associate Program Coordinator, putting together, she's actually from the International Human Trafficking Institute, National Center for Civil and Human Rights, helping to put together this big event with college students on human trafficking. It's happening September 9th on the campus of the University of Miami, of course, at Bank United. It's totally free. They're going to have breakfast and lunch for the students. So if you are a student, if you, you know, deal with college students, is it open for high school students as well? Let me ask that question.
Yes, it's open for graduating seniors,
okay.
Assuming that they're going to college, you know, because most of the campaigns that we are helping students develop are very college campus specific.
Okay.
So that's why we make that recommendation.
Okay, so high school seniors as well as college students throughout South Florida. If you want more information and you want to learn how to sign up, just go to the website, theihti.org. So the word the, T-H-E, I-H-T-I.org. Thank you so very much, Stephanie Sorkira. We certainly appreciate you talking with us, and good luck with the Miami Convening on Human Trafficking, which is happening September 9th at the Bank United Center on the campus of the University of Miami.
Thank you.